Anytime you're ready. Okay, 7 p.m. Let's call the regular meeting of the building committee to order. It's 2nd September 2025. Dave Madigan is not present. He's traveling out of the state, and we've got Mickey Witkos and Reynolds of the committee present, and Glenn Cozzano. So that's the roll call. Public participation appears to be none unless there's somebody online that you can identify.
Not that I can see.
No. Okay. So we go to the meeting minutes from the last regular building committee meeting, which was June 3rd. And I'd like to ask if anybody has any comments on the draft minutes from June 3rd. Kevin or Ron?
I do.
Anything from your end, Glenn?
No.
Okay. I don't have anything. I think the minutes look good. It's one-page minutes. Propose that the draft of June 3rd be adopted as presented.
So moved.
Second. That was, I guess. Second, Demicki. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? So we've got an update on the HVAC project, and we'll turn to you for that, Glenn.
Sure, of course. So last Thursday, I contacted Sean Hickson at AirTemp to inquire about the possibility that the delivery for the RTU would be moved up a little bit. He said he was trying really hard to get that to happen. He didn't call back, but about an hour later, I received a copy, or I received an email, which you have a copy of in your packet, where Sean basically said that the ship date has actually been pushed to October the 24th. So after a little bit of panic on our part, Ryan and I got on the phone with Sean. It was right at the end of the day, and we called him. Now, you'll see in this... you know, the correspondence here, he's saying, well, we can install a a temporary RTU at, you know, the low price of $15,000. I wasn't gonna buy that, so I called him to talk to him about it. And you know, along with this document that you have in front of you is also all the rigmarole from the company that supplies the RTU, basically saying we're very sorry, we're putting more staff on, et cetera, et cetera. This is happening to everybody. And Sean did say he's got like three other projects that are the exact same problem.
Yeah.
So, long story short, if you turn to page, I didn't number because I had to add it.
I know, that's just
before I left work today. So it's technically page 9, where I wanted to confirm in writing.
Thank you, Mike Devon.
I'm sorry?
You have a copy of the...
Yes. Where I wanted to confirm that, in fact, what he told Ryan and I on the phone was that AirTemp was going to cover it.
Cover what?
Cover costs of the RTU, the temporary
RTU
installation. Right. Yeah. And I wanted to confirm that, and I got it in writing from him here. And also asked about an ETA, which tentatively is going to be the week of the 15th.
Is that what you're basing this email on, dated September 2nd?
Like
you sent an email to him.
This, yeah.
About them covering it, and all these, maybe I'm not reading this properly.
Well, but we had a telephone conversation, essentially, that's exactly what he said.
Because it doesn't, this really doesn't confirm that he's covering it. Just
well, he verbally confirmed that he was going to cover it, and now I... you know, wrote to him, saying per our conversation, and there was no dispute of that from him. I mean, if you want some kind of, on AirTemp, on their letterhead, I can have him do that.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay. Okay. I mean, certainly I don't anticipate them installing the temporary unit and then getting a bill the next day, but I, he's... He also doesn't have to do it at all per his contract. You know, it's 180 day, and we're certainly well inside of that window. So,
180-day from what date? Because we were expecting it in July, I think, weren't we?
Right, but from the commencement of work.
And work commenced before July?
Yeah, it was June is when they went on site. We waited for school to...
So what's that mean? I'm not sure what 180 days means.
180 days from June, so it would be end of December.
To do what, complete the contract?
To put it in the temporary if we didn't have the permanent one. That's why I...
Yeah.
So something that's promised in July...
Right.
And delayed to September...
Got pushed to September.
There's no repercussions except to the owner. And now they push it another month, and there's still no repercussions except to the owner.
Right. There's no liquidated damages in this contract.
No LDs and no breach of contract because time's not of the essence.
Time's not up. You know what, I can back up a little bit. So we had a conversation, Tommy, Ryan, and I, about when we found out, before I talked to Sean, when we found out that they were going to push us an extra month, about if in fact that were to take, if that were to truly happen, what happens inside that space? And Tommy brought up the point that, you know, it's not a standalone out in the middle of a field, you know, it's got structure around it. It's probably, you know, not going to freeze here. So if it's 20 degrees outside on, you know, October 10th, it's going to be occupiable inside.
You're talking about the auditorium space?
Inside the auditorium space.
The user space inside?
Right.
Because the top where the RTU is going to go has a cover on it.
I got really, really nervous.
Yeah, sure.
And said, this is crazy. And Tommy talked me off the ledge and said, it's, you know, we've had periods of time where something has malfunctioned and we didn't have heat in that space, and it's been fine. So he put me at ease a little bit, and that's when I called Sean.
Hey, I forgot, it doesn't have a heating package component to it, does it?
This does, yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay. But is that the sole source of heat in that auditorium?
In that auditorium, I think so. I believe it is. I believe it is.
So they've removed the heat source that was in there?
Right, so the RTU...
The demolition?
I believe the RTU...
That is a package unit.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of ironic because the first concern was that there wasn't going to be any air conditioning.
I know.
Schools started, but, you know, I mean, if they make this date, then the weather shouldn't be...
I'm more than happy to get Sean to, you know, write us something on their letterhead stating we're going to, you know, between such and such, these days, we're going to install a temporary, and it's at our cost, basically, at their cost.
If we have a temporary, Aon blows the date again, at least we got that in place.
At least it's in place.
What confidence do we have that they're going to deliver when they say they think they're going to deliver?
Well, right now, I don't have any, frankly, because they've already pushed us twice, so...
Right. But I agree with Ron that the, since there's no contractual obligation for them to do anything, that, and I think it's his email to you that says, here's the cost of it.
Yeah.
The estimated cost for an RTU, which doesn't say anything about air temp bearing that cost.
Right.
And I see what you've done with yours is you're reiterating your understanding from a phone call. But I don't know, if I were contracting for the town, I think we'd like to have something a bit more declarative that air temp will bear the expense for this. And is it just for 2 months, or is it until the new one, ideally, it should be until the new one's installed because of this uncertainty?
Yeah, I can absolutely do that.
There's now the second delay.
I can also tell you that, and that's, yes, you're absolutely right, and I'll get that done. I can tell you also that when I talked to Sean, you know, there's the big sigh, and, you know, we're really sorry, we're going through this with other clients, too. He said, we don't want to ruin our reputation, we want to, you know, take care of our customers, and that's when he said, we'll cover that expense. So, but, yeah, so now, let's get that on letterhead, and, yeah.
Do you know what this temporary unit, are they going to put it on the roof?
Yes.
So they're going to bring a crane in?
Yeah. It's a big part of, and he explained, because I asked him about the $15,000, I said, I don't think it costs $15,000 to rent Because what I had in mind were the ground, units, and then you duct, you tie into the ductwork.
Yeah.
And he said, no, no, no. He said, we're actually going to get a rooftop rental unit.
Probably less expensive to do that than just to do ground.
Probably, because of all the ductwork that has to be accommodated.
Well, the ductwork's in.
Right, but they'd have to tie, if you had a ground unit outside, it's kind of like, you know, like a standalone AC where you have to duct it.
There's no way to deliver it.
The ductwork's in, but they still have a portion of the drops coming off you that has to be connected.
Right, they would have to make all the connections that they would have made if they'd had the brand new unit. And then everything in reverse when the new one shows up, and then do it again.
They've got $50,000 for rigging in the schedule of values. That rigging is the crane work.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yep. And but they can give us this for 2 months for $15,000.
Well, and here's the thing, and that's what I was going to get at, is that when I talked to him about that $15,000, he broke it down. I said, it can't be, because I was expecting a huge chunk of that is for a crane.
Yeah, well, so this is some used unit that they, but it's going
to
be big enough to do a job.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like if the town can get that, we should.
Yeah, we're absolutely going to get that.
Have you talked to the school?
Ryan let the school know that Jordan said, yeah, fine, that sounds good.
Who's the super at the high school, or whoever's using that space?
Who's the
principal?
The principal, yeah.
Drew Del Pippo.
Del Pippo.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everybody at the board office, Anna knows, Jordan knows, John knows.
Because there's definitely going to be usage by the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course.
The school started.
Of course.
Wow.
He did, and one, not to go on and on, and unless you want to, but he did also say he's got three other projects with similar problems. We're the only school. And we're going to get the priority because we're a school.
What about controls, Glenn? Is he going to let it run? I mean, how's he gonna
just turn it on and walk away?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he said he's going to do whatever he has to do to get a functioning unit to take care of the space, which I'm going to... I'll get that in detail.
But it might be manual control?
I don't know. I can ask that question.
I mean, that wouldn't be the end of the world. I'm not saying it's good.
Well, but somebody's going to have to put it on their daily schedule.
Yeah.
What was your question about control?
Controls, what's going to control the temperature for mainly heat at this point. I
bet they're not going to need heat.
I don't think they're going to need heat either.
Probably not. Cooling hasn't been a big issue either, apparently, there. So.
What do you think?
Well, I know we said the ductwork's substantially complete, but is there any ground level stuff that they'll have to do when they're installing this new unit? So if there's plays or anything, they won't be able to use the stage. Is there anything that hampers that at all?
I don't believe so. I don't believe. I mean, that was never part of the program anyway.
Okay.
So yep. I can't imagine with a temporary unit.
Is the unit located more towards the back of the auditorium?
The unit is located towards the very rear of the auditorium. Yeah, Peter did a walkthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah, he saw where
it looks great.
Yeah. I mean,
what's in?
I can tell you it's very clean work.
Yeah.
Everything is ready and waiting for the RTU to show up.
You think so, Ron?
Yeah, I don't have any, like Dave said, no issue. I've had experience with that in their quality.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. September 15 is the date they were talking about install, and that's why they're talking about the temporary. So they probably got the crane lined up.
I don't think so. I mean, he's working on an ETA for me now, so I should know this week. If he's doing it on the 15th, that's only a week and a half away. So.
Is that a weekend?
Or 2 weeks away.
Is that a Saturday?
15th is a Monday.
Because we talked about trying to avoid disruption.
Yeah. Well, he would have had to.
It's a matter where they set up the crane.
Yeah, we talked about that when we were over there too, remember? About, I think the best place would be at the rear of the high school.
It'd be a learning moment for all the students.
It's going to be a big crane.
Physics and...
It won't be the biggest rigging I've ever seen, but
big crane.
That was Town Bridge.
That was big rigging.
Well, honestly, when Peter just brought it up, I didn't pick it up before. $50,000 for rigging seems an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
Because they haven't needed it yet, have they?
No.
They all the stuff they did on the roof, they just what on the side?
Yeah.
They didn't crane,
With a lift,
yeah.
Just a lift.
They just lifted, yeah. So that's what I got. It was really bad news, and I panicked, and then the boss calmed me down. He's a good boss. And then I got on the phone right away and made sure that the town's covered.
Do we have a backup from them when they actually ordered the unit?
When they had originally ordered the unit?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not quite sure when that was.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Like you said, I've dealt with these guys before and they're fine, but somebody may...
I don't think the letter from the unit people stated, well, you know, this is how late we are or something. You could find that out, too.
Well, and it was in May that the committee asked if the unit had been ordered. I'm not sure there was confirmation then, but at that point, delivery was expected in the summer. May 12th, Air Temp's vendor had changed the delivery to late summer. So
it hadn't have been ordered prior to that. So
that changed it a couple times.
That's when he changed it.
Well, if the school knows this is coming, and Air Temp is going to bear the expense, I think that's the best possible outcome under the circumstances.
So, like I said, I'll get something in writing. Yeah.
So, I suppose Mark entered the contract as he looked over at whether there are any contractual remedies that should be
talked about. So I looked at it.
Talked about.
I looked at the RFP and I looked at the contract, and there's no penalty that I could find. That was the RFP that had passed through everybody's hands a couple of times.
Yeah, but it's the contract that governs their obligation and would describe delay damages and breach of contract and things like that. Yeah. Okay. So you'll get that pinned down and go forward with the rental, the temporary, and you can reinforce why you want it very clear and why we want the temp unit installed, because we're trying to anticipate worst case scenario, which is that it's not ready in October.
Yep.
And it's interesting because Sean says the estimated cost of the rental is approximately 15 for 2 months, and yet he's talking about only putting it in for a month. Well, I see they pushed their ship date not to October 15th. It's October 24th.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the ship date, right?
Does it say shipper delivery?
Ship date. The attached ship reflects the ship date too. That's not an install or a delivery day.
Or to you ship date, yeah.
Do we know what that means?
I don't know what.
Is it shipping from Lower Slobovia? Well, all the more reason to get temporary installation.
Yeah, because sometimes I've had it where they want to ship it to the area with another shipment and waiting for that to be ready, and ours is sitting with some
waiting for the next one to join it.
For the truck full of
mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we'll carpet it, it'd be a little bit more confident.
Although, looks like APA, if they're the vendor, right? The guy's got a 203 telephone number.
Yeah, so it's a local company.
Yeah, just the rep.
Yeah, it's not the manufacturer. Right. I don't know where those are made.
Because it goes on, instead of talking to the reps, there's a letter following it.
Yeah.
And make sure they base their delivery dates on updated information.
Yeah.
So the reps will probably promise in the world.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for staying on that.
Well, I wish I had better news, but it could have been worse, I suppose.
So there's no other impact you can think of on this whole time? other than just getting it done.
Yeah. I can tell you, you know, I've never worked with AirTemp in the past. It's my first job with these guys. They're very attentive. They respond to calls and emails. They're, you know, just based on the quality of the work, I thought it was pretty exceptional, actually, and very clean and very, you know, it's like just ready and waiting for the, for, you know, to be hooked up, you yep. know. It's, mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I think I, that's...
Absolutely. The cap on the roof looks good, and the work in that you showed me up above the auditorium yeah. looks terrific.
I know they usually wait till the unit's in to do the control, but is there any preemptive strike they can make by, you know,
that might be a good idea to have it.
Like
yeah, to have it ready. Yeah, that's a good idea. That is a good idea. Now that is being done by their sub.
Right.
So it would, I guess it would be a matter of them being available.
Because they've only built 47% of electrical.
Yeah, yep. We still have a ways left there.
Are they reusing disconnect on the roof and all that? Same stuff, are they rewiring?
I think that's all new. I think good. Yeah, I think that's all new components.
Any other discussion on the current status of the project? Questions? Thanks, Glenn. Let's look at the invoice.
Yep, so there, this is number three. Current payment they're asking for is $55,000, and that reflects 100% of duct work, about three quarters of the HVAC piping, and a little less than half of the electrical. And that totals to $55,000. Based on what I've seen, Ryan felt the same way. It looks like they're on point here. The duct work's definitely finished. I mean, there is, so I think what's left over here as far as items five and six, the $15,000 and the $20,000, is, you know, they have to make those connections to the unit. So, you know, you're only going to pay that once, even though they're putting in a temporary. They'll have to absorb that.
The piping, that's condensate piping?
I believe so, you know. I mean, it's all kind of, if you go up in that space, you'll it's all just sitting there waiting, you know. It's kind of, it's like you can tell that it's not finished, you know. It needs to happen.
Why was there no retainage on the first couple of payments, and why is there no retainage here?
I would have to double check. Let's see what the RFP says, but I don't believe there was retainage on this project. Oh no, is there? No.
Unless you're calling a closeout.
Yeah, no, I'd have to check that. We don't always have that on every job, so.
Oh, we're holding enough, but I just thought that it was standard operating procedure that you had at least 5% retainage.
I've seen it both ways. There's been jobs where we don't have any.
For municipalities?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We got a payment performance bond?
Yes, there's a performance bond. There was a bid bond and a performance bond.
Well, if the contract doesn't call for retainage, that would explain it, but I'd like to be sure about that.
Yep.
We certainly had it on our fire station project.
Yes.
So I guess that subject to verification that the contract does not call for any retainage at all.
Sure.
If you and Ryan think, certainly the stuff that I saw when I visited the second week of August or whenever it was, I could see the duct work and the piping and electrical that's in place upstairs. Good. And they haven't been back since then, have they?
No.
Yeah, they had been in, I think, shortly before I got there. Yeah. Is there a motion to approve, subject to verification that the contract does call for retainage, and if the contract does call for retainage, that you will back that out or talk to them about it?
We'll adjust it.
I'll make that motion to approve application number three, dated May 31/25 for $55,000, based on what Peter just said.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Everybody's in favor, passes unanimously. Chairman's report, next meeting is October 7th. We've got 5 weeks in September, and I don't think there's any reason for another meeting, unless you do, Glenn, but our next regular meeting is October 7th, by which point we should have some confirmation that this is on its way.
Unless for quorum purposes, I won't be here at that meeting.
October 7th?
I think Dave's due back, so nice.
You don't want to phone in from Disneyville. So Tuesday, October 7th.
Right. So I don't know if Dave will be back.
Okay.
I think
well,
he is.
Dave may or may not.
I think he is.
You know, if we're not, if we're in the same posture, we may not need to meet.
Okay.
Because they're not going to bill us again.
Well, I'll definitely get back to all of you on what's happening without actually. Yeah.